This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, there is a certain this economy giveth, this economy taketh away vibe to this whole pandemic, if you ask me. You get good news one day and then not so good news the next, or even sometimes good and bad in the very same story, which is us today. The Commerce Department reported this morning new home starts were up more than 22% in July from June. That is exactly how it sounds. Builders breaking ground on new homes. Definitely good. But thank you, coronavirus. All the stuff all those builders are using to build all those homes has been getting more expensive. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer gets us going with the housing supply chain.
Mark Conter has some bad news for his customers. He's a home builder, part owner of Conter Quality Homes in Savannah, Georgia. This week, he's raising prices because the price he pays for timber is going through the roof.
From July 1 to August 1, we were up just shy of 45% in that short 30-day period alone.
Conter says the higher lumber costs will tack $8,000 to nearly $14,000 onto the price of one of his new homes. The rising cost of 2x4s is rooted in simple economics, supply and demand. The supply of timber is down because lumber mills shut down at the height of the pandemic. Housing demand, though, surged, according to Jerry Howard, head of the National Association of Home Builders.
I don't think anyone anticipated housing to come back this strongly, placing this much pressure on the demand for all of the components that go into a house.
Howard says prices for hundreds of components that are made in China are also up. Remember the trade war? Nails, hammers, bathroom fixtures are all subject to hefty tariffs. Still, housing demand won't fall anytime soon, says Oxford Economics lead economist Nancy Vandenhouten.
People, you know, want to, you know, have larger homes where they can work from home. They want, you know, the space to be outside if social distancing is something that's going to be with us for a while.
Vandenhouten says as long as interest rates stay low, buyers won't be scared off by the higher prices. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.